True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you watch the Cowboy-Eagle game Thursday night? So I'm watching the game, right? Everybody, like, every possession, everybody scored. Like, up and down the field. Eagles get the ball, they score. Cowboys get the ball, they score. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's 24-20, probably still relatively early third quarter on Thursday night, right? Philadelphia's up. The Cowboys fumble in the red zone. Philadelphia recovers. They go to a commercial, right? They come back, and Mike Tirico says, "We're stopping the game because there's lightning in the area." Now, it was like after 10 at this point, I shut the game off. I'm going to bed. God knows when they're coming back with this. And I guess it was about an hour delay or something like that. I could not believe. I think 11:30 they came back to the game. So who knows what time the game ended. God knows I wasn't staying up for the rest of it, right? I could not believe with the way these offenses were going up and down, up and down, up and down the field. When I got up in the morning and saw the final score was 24-20, I couldn't believe it. What? There was no more scoring in that game? Unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, Philly wins their opener 24-20. San Diego, whatever they are, the Chargers, L.A., whatever they call themselves now, beating the Chiefs last night, 27-21. Let's get to the local teams. I'll start with the Jets first. You know, let's tell it like it is here with this team. This team's not going to be any good this year. All right, you can be as – and I know so many positive Jet fans, and I don't know how you could be a positive Jet fan. I don't know. I don't know how the two words go. You know, they don't go together, okay, positive and Jet fan. But anyway, there are people who are positive. This is a throwaway year for the Jets. Let's be real. They brought in Justin Fields because he's a stopgap quarterback. The Jets are going to draft the quarterback next year in the first round. There's a lot of different guys coming out from college. You know, a lot of different guys that are going to be available. They're drafting a quarterback in the first round. And I really believe this too, and we'll get to more about the Jets here. I believe this too. You know, everybody says Aaron Glenn, he wanted Rodgers out of the building. You know, too big a presence, too big a personality. You know, he was too much of a dominant figure, if you will, in the locker room. You know, at Florham Park, the whole deal, right? I don't think that's why they got rid of him. I think that Aaron Glenn got rid of Aaron Rodgers because he wanted no expectations at all for his football team this year. And he knew if Aaron Rodgers comes back, there's going to be expectations, right? Because, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers. And even though they had a bad year last year, the Jets, which, you know, and everybody wants to blame him for it, and the media couldn't wait to run him out of town after everybody wanted him to be here and couldn't, you know, was going gaga when he got here. Right? He still had a pretty good year. He threw 28 touchdown passes with 11 interceptions on a terrible team, on a 5-win team. And he gets all the crap for it. even though there's so many different reasons why the Jets only won five games last year, starting with the fact that the owner fires the coach five games into the season. And let's not forget about the kicker. Let's not forget how bad the defense was. We could go on and on. So many different things last year. So to me, that's really the reason Rodgers is out. So Glenn could have a clean year, and his team could win five games this year, and nobody's going to get on Aaron Glenn. It's a free year for him. Now, I only hope that Glenn turns out to be the real deal as a head coach. God knows we're due, all right? The Jets have not exactly been lining up Hall of Fame coaches over the last 60 years, as we know, right? So we'll see what happens. They're not going to be good. Field stinks. He can't throw the ball. And now Elijah Vera Tucker is out for the year. What a surprise. What a surprise. So Elijah Vera Tucker, 3 years that he's been on the Jets, what, 5 years? Three of the 5 years he has been out for the season. And the two other years, I think he played maybe five games and then he was done. Remember, he got hurt in Denver both times, right? Got, playing up there in Mile High. So 3 out of the 5 years, this guy, who's the best offensive lineman they have, right? He's out for the year. Great. So I got a new award for guys that get hurt all the time. You know, certain guys are always hurt. You know, we always talk about the greatest ability is availability. Well, Vera Tucker's never available. Never. So I got a new award I'm giving out. I'm giving it to Vera Tucker, the Joel Embiid Award for injury proneness, constantly being hurt. And we're going to name it after Joel Embiid, who's always hurt. Always. So I'm going to give it to him. We're going to give it to Vera Tucker this year. So all of a sudden, this offensive line, which the Jets were touting like they were the Hogs, right? You know what I mean? Like they were the Great Wall of Dallas from years ago, okay? Like they were the offensive line that the Eagles have now, okay? Now, all of a sudden, their best offensive lineman is out. We still don't know. But I mean, let's be honest. You know, Fasanu, I don't know what he is. Do I know that he's, you know, they're touting him like he's Anthony Munoz. I don't know if he's going to be any good. He was hurt at the end of last year, too. And this guy, Membo, who they drafted in the first round, hasn't exactly lit it up in the preseason and in training camp. Now you're moving Tippmann from center to guard. You got this guy, Myers, is going to play guard, a center, I mean. Am I supposed to be excited about this offensive line? This is supposed to be ground and pound? You know what it's going to be? We're going to get grounded and pounded by the other team. That's what it's going to be. We got a quarterback that can't throw. We got an offensive line whose best player is now out for the year, and we don't know about the rest of these guys. We got a wide receiver in Garrett Wilson, as good as he is. There's nobody else on the other side. They're going to be triple-teaming him. Okay, hopefully Mason Taylor turns into something. You know, I'm not exactly thrilled about Alan Lazard on the other side, Josh Reynolds, whoever these guys are. What they should do is use Breece Hall as a wide receiver at times. You know, he's not Marshall Faulk, but like the Rams used to do with Marshall Faulk. They should do that. We'll see. As far as the defense is concerned, do I really have confidence in the defense? Is Sauce Gardner, after they paid him now, is he going to bounce back and, you know, play like he did the first couple years, or is he going to stink it up like last year? You think Sauce could maybe get 6 or 7 interceptions this year? Maybe take one to the house? Maybe? I mean, I don't know how good they're going to be. I know Jermaine Johnson is back. You know, we'll see what McDonald is. Good job by Will McDonald, too. You know, giving up 99, which is Gastineau's number, which should not be won by anybody else that ever plays for this team. And he took number 9. I'm glad, good to see that from McDonald. We'll see what we get from him. Quinn and Williams, you know. Sherwood, they paid him. We'll see what he is. You know, we'll see. You know, Quincy Williams is a real good player. I like him. He's probably the best defensive player we have. We'll see. We'll see what the defense is. But we do have a kicker, Nick Folk, who they should have never got rid of in the first place, who's probably the best kicker the Jets ever had. Well, he's back, so that's a good thing, you know, because the kicking game last year absolutely killed us. Zerlein killed us. How many games did he cost the Jets last year? So my expectations are very low. I'm figuring 5 wins, maybe 6. If somehow they won like 8 or 9 games, Aaron Glenn would be coach of the year. So I have no expectations along those lines. We'll see. This is, to me, is a complete gravy year for Glenn, Muji, and the entire coaching staff. That's what it is. This team is not going to be any good, and I give them no shot. I'm sorry. You get on me all you want. I give them no shot against the Steelers on Sunday, tomorrow.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're going to get lit up by Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is coming in to MetLife, right, with a monstrous chip on his shoulder. You know he wants to stick it to the Jets big time. There's going to be 30,000 Steeler fans in the building. I can see that I'm surprised that they're not going to be giving out terrible towels as you walk in on Sunday. That's how many Steeler fans is going to be there. I just don't see how they're not going to get beat up by Pittsburgh. And you know, and you could take this, you know Aaron Rodgers will lead the Steelers to the playoffs this year. To me, there is no doubt about it. So Jet fans, as I say, and they really should put this slogan on the media guide. Expect the worst. You're never disappointed when it comes to the Jets. So buckle up, Jet fans, for another wonderful, wonderful season. Now, as far as the Giants are concerned, I think the Giants got something going. I actually like the Giants getting 6 in this game against the Commanders. I actually do. I really do. And I think the Giants are on the right track. I think this quarterback, Dart, is going to really be good. You're not going to see him right away, but I think he's going to really be good. I think the Giants got something there. I think the Giants got a very good defensive line that's going to get after the quarterback. You know, with Lawrence, with Carter, with Burns, with Thibodeau, they're going to be tough. They're going to be good. I think they are. Can't like their offensive line. And now Andrew Thomas, he's another guy that's hurt all the time too, Andrew Thomas. You know, he's starting to buck for the Joel Embiid Award himself. So he's banged up. We'll see what the offense is. Malik Nabers obviously is tremendous. I think Russell Wilson still has a little bit in the tank. I think the Giants are going to be better than you think. I really do. I really do. I mean, I don't know what that means. And as far as Dart playing, like, I think it all depends on what kind of record the Giants have to start the year. You know, they got a tough schedule. They play Washington. They play Dallas. They play the Chiefs right off the bat. I think if the Giants are something like, and I don't know if they will be, but something like 2-7, maybe you'll see Dart at that point. But I think the Giants certainly are on the right track. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So they might surprise some people. We'll see how that goes. And again, they open up again with these one. You know, the Jets and Giants now all the time are playing opposite each other. My biggest thrill. 1 o'clock on Sunday. My biggest thrill on the thing I feel best about as a Jet fan this year, 14 1 o'clock Sunday games. How good is that? None of this night crap. And can they start these games any later? Why do we have to? I hate Sunday night football. I hate it. Okay? You know, Monday night's okay. I've lived with it since 1970, okay? So Monday night, I got no issue with. Thursday night, we don't need. Sunday night, we don't need. And can they start them any? Do they have to start these damn night games at 8:20? Why? Why do we need an hour and a half of the pregame show that nobody cares about? Who's watching these shows? Is there a bigger waste than NFL pregame shows? I mean, I'm sorry. Well, as soon as the game starts, put it on. I try to avoid pregame shows at all costs. Oh, my God. Start the game at 7 o'clock, will you? 7:30 the latest. Nah. Why would we do that? What a disgrace. Okay, the NFL. So many things about the NFL, and I'm not going to get into a lot of them, that are just completely aggravate me, you know? I mean, there's no other way. Roger Goodell is the worst. I say this all the time. You know, the great Pete Rozelle, he's got to be rolling over when he looks at what, you know, Roger Goodell is doing to the NFL. What a disgrace. I mean, unbelievable. How soon till we're playing touch football in the NFL? What a joke. Anyway, we'll see what happens as we get into a full swing on Sunday in the National Football League. Now, let me get to my baseball team last night. Ike, it is unbelievable. This game last night, that the bullpen last night actually gave you basically four shutout innings. I mean, that is almost, with the crap that the Met bullpen throws out there, outside of Edwin Diaz, who did a high wire. How about the way this game ended last night? Edwin Diaz, he channeled everybody that's ever been a closer for the Mets last night. Everybody. Armando Benitez, Johnny Franco, Braden Looper, Frankie Rodriguez. We go right. We could go on and on and on, right? Jeruz Familia, everybody who's ever been a Met closer. Jesse Orozco, right? Everybody, right? He channeled them all last night with the Houdini act getting out of that inning after he basically walks the bases loaded, and then the game that ends, and he strikes out a couple guys, and then the play that ends the game, and what a great play by Luis Angel Acuna, right? And Diaz actually got over to first base this time to cover first and save the day, and the Mets win that game 5-4. So, big win. They're really basic. Cincinnati's now six games behind them. The team you got to worry about now is the Giants, who somehow are red hot. They're only four games behind the Mets right now for the last wild card. I know the Dodgers are coming back to the pack, San Diego, all of that. But big win for the Mets last night. But the bottom line on the Mets, and you see Senga went to the minors. Good job by Senga because he's been horrible. I mean, come on. I mean, the Mets starting rotation, I mean – you know, obviously, thank God for Nolan McClain, who is now the ace of the staff. Thank God for him. Tong is pitching tonight. Sproat is pitching tomorrow. So we got to pray that the three young kids are going to be, you know, get it done for us going forward, because the rest of the rotation stinks. Even Peterson last night, you know, 5 1/3. He was very mediocre. They gave up four runs. Mets give him a four-run lead. You know, they're up 4-0. They're up 5-1. And Peterson's giving runs back. You know what I mean? So I don't, even him now is starting to, you know, the bloom is coming off his rose too. You know, Mania stinks. We go right on down the line. So we can only hope that the three young guys now can carry this rotation. The biggest problem, though, is the bullpen stinks. Now, I know they got the job done last night. Somehow Stanek gets out of a jam last night. Unbelievable. I don't know. Who knows? Which is just, you know, mind-boggling. Because if you look up crummy relief pitching in the dictionary, you'll see a picture of Ryan Stanek. How he's still on a team, I have no idea. And I guess Raley pitched good last night. Rogers actually had a clean inning. How about the fact the Mets traded this kid, Drew Gilbert, for Rogers, who has actually been great for the Giants so far? Shades of Pete Crow Armstrong. Oh, my God. Anyway, the bullpen stinks. Outside of Diaz, the bullpen's terrible, right? Every one of them. This guy Hemsley's brutal. What a great trade by the genius Stearns, right? Great, right? Soto, he stinks now too. Not Juan, the other Soto, the pitcher. He's terrible. Rogers, I know he had a clean inning last night. He's not any good. Come on. Stanek's, oh my God. Reed Garrett's hurt. You know, thank God, because he can't pitch. Not that I want the guy hurt, but at least he's not, you know, he can't blow games for me now. I mean, is there anybody in the bullpen outside of Diaz you got confidence in? Nobody. There's nobody. And that's the biggest problem. That's why I can't see look, the Mets will make the playoffs. I'm confident about that, especially the way they're hitting now. Juan Soto is finally doing what we all expected he would do, you know, before the year started. He's starting to hit like crazy now. Had two hits last night, what turned out to be the game-winning hit, that double to drive Lindor in after he doubled. Lindor's been hot, right? Pete went 0-for-5 last night, but he's been hitting, you know, the whole deal. So offensively, it's starting to do it. Vientos, how about him? How about Vientos? I mean, unbelievable. This guy went from an absolute tragedy in the first half of the year. Now you can't get him out. Hit another home run last night. He's got 16 home runs now, two RBIs. Guy's driven in like 30 runs in his last 15 games. I mean, it's unbelievable. Alvarez is back. He got a hit last night, although Torrens has been really good. I mean, Torrens has been hitting, throwing runners out, the whole deal. Anyway, so the Mets, four games the Giants won last night. So they're four ahead of the Giants, six ahead of the Reds. Forget the Reds. The Mets should bury them now, win these next two. And then they go to Philly. Forget Philly. They're not winning the division. Even if the Mets sweep the Phillies coming up, they got four games winning, I think, next week. Even if they do, they're not winning the division. They're not winning the division. We're going to have to deal with that two out of three game crapshoot against, who knows, the Dodgers, the Philly, whoever it is. But good win last night, and good to see the Mets finally hitting. Now, before we get to the break, Yankees last night did what the Yankees have been doing all year. Lose to the good teams. They can't beat Toronto. They can't beat the Red Sox, right? They did beat Houston two out of three. Give them credit for that. But I just don't see how the Yankees are winning the division when you can't beat the two other good teams in the division. And I think they go to Fenway next week too, I believe, in the Yankees. So we'll see. I got to say his name right. Schlittler, there you go. We don't want to get in trouble. We don't want the FCC coming after us, even at this early hour. Not that anybody cares or is listening, for that matter. But they lose last night, get beat up by Toronto. Giancarlo with a home run for their only run last night. So they're four games behind the Blue Jays in the American League East. And, of course, still firm. The Yankees will be in a playoff, still firmly in a playoff spot. So we'll see how it plays out.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.